Jesus. Jesus, just give me Jesus. I wonder, do you know him? Do you know Jesus? More and more I see how important the words of Jesus are. For we need to have faith as a little child. Faith that believes God's word without reservation. Faith that trusts unreservedly and needs no other proof. My little granddaughter knows not to be afraid because Jesus is alive. She has learnt from her cradle that Jesus is coming one day in the clouds for her. At her tender age, she has learned to trust in a way that even I would wish to trust. But who is this Jesus? Well, he magnified the broken law of the Most High. He fulfilled its righteous requirements. He demonstrated a life perfectly according to God's statutes and according to God's precepts. He fulfilled all righteousness as described by the former prophets. For the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He magnifies the law and makes it honourable. And the life of Jesus thus lived was a life laid down in sacrifice. The life of Jesus becomes thus acceptable as the sin offering. The life of Jesus became the burnt offering, a sweet savour to the Lord. Casting out upon the sea of humanity gifts. Oh, that men would praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Oh, to know him better, to draw closer and closer to his sweet person, to become increasingly and more intimately acquainted with him, to rest more deeply in his gentle love, to abide more faithfully in his glorious presence, to relax more intimately in his gracious person, to sit more devotedly at his precious feet, to receive from him the gift of salvation, the gift of hope, the gift of love and of joy, pouring into the hearts of those that love him his own sweet spirit of gentleness and grace. This same Lord Jesus has sought me out because he loves me so dearly. He sees my ugliness, yet calls me beloved. He understands my faults and failings, yet has chosen me to be his bride. He knows my heritage, the grossness of my birth, and yet pursues me with tender love. He reassures my fainting heart by reminding me of his love. He tells me, my delight is in you, this one that loves me so dearly, this one that loves you so dearly too. This Lord Jesus Christ is the very image of the invisible, indivisible God. This Lord Jesus Christ is the effulgence of God's glory and grace and love. This same Lord Jesus searched me out to bestow upon me the unimaginable. He lifted me up out of the miry clay and seated me with himself in the heavenlies. Though remote from my understanding and beyond my comprehension, he chose me before the world was created to share his divine glory with me. Oh, mystery of mysteries, how could it be that God's own Son should care for me? Oh, never doubt the pledge of his word. Never doubt the pages of Scripture. Never doubt the promises of the Bible. For the word of the Lord in the mouth is true. The word of the Lord in the mouth of the author of Scripture is truth. Oh, that men would praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Just give me Jesus.